Greg and Sue's cell group, which I think we started going to a couple of years ago. And what we really appreciated with that was just the heart of the people that go there is to want to know God more, to want to follow him, to actually do what he says. And I think just seeking the Holy Spirit in every part of our lives. So we really loved that. And obviously that extends beyond the cell group, but that's where it started. Yes.
Cool. Thanks, Deb. That's the heart of most people, I think, here is to experience more of Jesus. Kerry.
Yeah, well, I started coming here too because I admired Keith and Margaret's commitment and to not compromise on what they believed that God wanted them to do. So for them to leave the Uniting Church and to come out and do a church, like, that was something I, just really admired your faith there. So, and since coming, it's just been great. Like, I see people in the church here that just make you feel so welcome. Margaret does a great job to make everyone feel welcome, and just if she sees a need, we'll meet that need as well. Obviously, I want to be in a church where we're encouraged to read our Bibles and to pray and be Spirit-filled, and so that's what I feel as a church here. Growing up in the Anglican church, it was very much you went in and you sat down, you didn't say anything till you left, so it was probably hard to come into a church and think, are we being respectful to God? Because we do interact quite a lot in the church. But that does give us a chance to, gives the Holy Spirit a chance to move in and gets us to know each other, and it's not just religion, it's about having a relationship with Jesus and having a relationship with each other. So, it's been good to be part of the church and just to be encouraged by others to grow in our relationship with God and to grow in our relationships with each other as well.
Cool. Okay. Thanks. Pass it to Simon.
Well, I come here because it is the closest church to my house. That's pretty much it.
When you started, it was the furthest church from your house.
I don't know. These guys down the road might have judged me. No, I don't know. The church I came out of, there was a fair bit of pressure to perform because I was in leadership and stuff. And coming here, I mean, not wanting to bag on any other churches, but coming here, I found that it was a lot. There was no pressure to perform. It's just do whatever God's leading you to do. And in performing, I mean, even on Sunday morning when someone asks how you are and you've had a really bad week, you can say, oh, man, I've had a pretty crook week, Whereas before it's like, no, things are going great. And even just that, just in everyday life stuff, just it's hard to... I was just thinking when we were singing them songs, you know, David, you know, he's described as a man after God's own heart, but some of the stuff he did, you think, mate, come on. So, you know, I think when we're honest and we're open, and like we have our group out of our shed on Thursday nights, and some days we come there and all the guys just feel like garbage. And then we get going and get talking and get praising God, and it turns us around, Darren? Even this week, we cracked out the guitars and just turned things around, you know? And we can be open and honest and then say, yep, God's still bigger than our situation, and.
Cool.
So that's why we come here.
Okay, thanks, Simon. That's great. Simon does a great job of... actually, all of our cell leaders do great jobs, but they all have different gifts. Ooh. Different abilities, and Simon is a real pastor. He's always calling up his guys from his cell group and finding out how they're.
Hey? There's still a lot of driving, so you're on the phone.
Yep. Yeah, because there's nothing wrong with using a phone while you're driving, is it? So that's just really awesome, and Margaret's. Yeah.
It doesn't work out of town.
Yeah, that's right. Just stand on the roof while you're driving. And Margaret's doing really fantastic stuff with the kids that is awesome, and Margaret's just faithfully sharing a love for God every week, and Greg and Sue doing icebreakers, queen of the icebreakers, and Greg and Sue do that what Debbie said about just wanting to pursue God, and Josh and James just faithfully plugging away with those three high school guys. So it's pretty good, and it's just a real blessing to have people that are passionate about serving God in that way to be a cell leader. And we'll need more as the church is growing. We need more cell groups, which means we need more leaders. So just follow the example of your cell group leader and propel yourself forward into leadership.